The trans agenda is about to be pushed on every single game out there. If you thought the push to gay was bad, we're going to go further now. And this is what PlayStation's up for. And I think this rumor might actually have to do with the Lara Croft game, looking at the new images that are released. We're going to get into both the rumor about a transgender protagonist complaining about lack of women leaders. We're going to get into the Lara Croft thing, and we'll dunk on the Halo guy, too, just a little bit. Welcome to the channel, everybody. My name is John Delarose. I appreciate you all for being here. I'm a sci-fi writer and comic creator, of course, fighting against the woke culture. And I'd appreciate it if you join my newsletter, because I don't know, you know, I think I'm a little too based for this platform, and I don't want to lose everybody once that happens. So hop on here. You can get some free books from me to check things out. I really appreciate you for being there. That link's in the description below, along with my Subscribestar, my different ways to support bookstore. And I appreciate you guys for, of course, being great fans. So let's look at what we got going on. PlayStation's rumored to be developing an ultra-woke game featuring transgender protagonist, of course, who complains about the lack of women leaders in his community. That's right. This rumor comes from Noticias, PlayStation account on X, who shared via X's machine translation a casting for PlayStation Studios game currently in production would be looking for the following: girl of about 20 or 30 years old with dark skin and transgender. Of course, dark skin. Are you allowed to do this? Is this legal? I was watching the Project Veritas thing the other day, and he's like, oh yeah, we cast and we say explicitly we don't want white men. How do they get away with this without just getting sued? I mean, yeah, we would like somebody with dark skin. Wow. A knife expert, the story would be about how their culture does not accept women as leaders in their community. So, oh my gosh, this is crazy casting from PlayStation right here. In a subsequent post, the account added, regarding the casting call I published a few days ago, I'd like to clarify some things. It is not bait. It's 100% real. This info is taken from a page where you have to register to see the casting calls. There are also Ubisoft, Activision, and other SIE games. I claim that it is a PlayStation Studios game because the casting director's history 90% of the time worked for SIE. Trust me, guys, I would never go into the mud without being 100% sure of things on a sensitive topic about this. So this isn't just a rage bait account doing this. This is it. And, you know, PlayStation's really waded into this. We know that they were, causing problems for Stellar Blade. They were censoring the female form that's exactly what they were intending to do on that. And then they actually had an art book which got censored in their version with one of their other games as well. So this is happening in real time. It is going quickly, and they always are doubling down. The things get weirder as they never like just let it happen and like slow their roll. It's getting crazy. So Rhino the Bouncer also talked about this. He went on here from Actors Access was the website. 20 to 30 years old, dark-skinned trans woman, and there it is. And he's got this as well as an independent confirmation that this is happening. The website describes how projects get cast. A casting director or filmmaker will send us their project information. We will work with them to get the breakdown prepared for release. They decide where they want it to go and when we release it to agents. I'll talk pretty one day, and managers and or actors in those regions. So this is what they do. They get these out, and this is it. So PlayStation's been pushing crazy things, as we very well know. This is a recent game, a 5v5 multiplayer shooter, Conquered, being developed by Firewalk Studios. It's got characters who have preferred pronouns in it, of course. And that's always a lot of fun to have for everybody. I know Az is a big fan of preferred pronouns in the games. Every character brings their unique personality, skills, and wide-ranging perspectives to the crew. You look at how they talk about this kind of stuff here. Now, also being shown during this is Lara Croft is being redesigned. And you could tell right here, here's the old Lara Croft, okay? You'd hear the new one. It's got a very much a man jaw. It looks like this is a transgender portraying a woman rather than the form that Lara Croft used to be in. Used to just like look at this and be like, wow, this is quite the feminine character. No longer. This is the new image that they're coming out with, and people are already going, wow, this is crazy. Absolutely crazy. So this is going to be used across all forms of media, including new video game and Amazon live action TV series from Phoebe Waller-Bridge and the Marvel's writer. So you can tell where this is going immediately, the defeminization of a character. This is, you know, I mean, it's interesting that that PlayStation's casting for a transgender character at this time. Maybe they're going to make Lara Croft dark-skinned and transgender. It's possible. It's very possible that that's what they want to hire for this sort of situation. People are not happy with this, of course. Grums is talking about it as well. He says, yes, they ruined her. The Lara Croft new look is official. Manjaw. Which we knew going into this, I called him Larry Croft. I think I'm pretty funny. You should follow me on Twitter. So, surprise, this has tits, to be honest, says Daka Daka. Look what they took. Oh, my gosh. Yes, back in the day. Is that it? Yeah. What we want and what the developers want. This is the best meme because when I was looking at the Jean Grey thing the other day on here, you could see that Jean Grey was redesigned in the Wolverine game to look just uglier as well. And that seems to be the case with all the games going forward. They want to try to defeminize women. They want to try to demasculinize men. They're trying to actually, it's weird because they say there's 18,000 genders or whatever it is, and they're all different. But in reality, all the diversity ends up looking exactly the same. It's this androgynous, dark-skinned form we're all supposed to have to be a one single blob so that nobody's unique. It's communism, really, is what it comes down to with these developers every single time. And they always go crazy with their politics as well. And this is the thing. They've hired people who can't separate politics from their jobs. They can't just provide entertainment anymore. This is the producer of Halo. Who went viral with this stupid tweet earlier this weekend. And Grum says, I've seen this sort of crisis of conscience before. A lead I worked with on one day felt video games did more harm than good in terms of addiction. Like any pleasurable activity, you can overdo it, even eating. I think you have to step back and realize games do far more good than harm. I've had so many people message me, let me know that WoW or Diablo saved their lives, rescued them from depression, helped them find their forever love. But the harm that this producer mentions here is not valid. There have been countless studies that show games do not correlate with gun violence, and we know that. Honestly, I think I don't think I could work on a game that glorifies or fantasizes modern guns, says the Halo producer. I've had moments I've struggled with Halo, but the weapons in the world are pretty sci-fi, which creates a large enough separation from reality. It's a shooter, Nick. I mean, you've got the Palestinian flag, the trans flag, the gay flag. You're virtue signaling hard out here. Really, really funny. And like always with these people who do this kind of virtue signaling, his tweets went protected. So we'll see how this goes. I mean, the Lara Croft uglification has begun. PlayStation going full trans with a protagonist might be Lara Croft. We don't know. And Halo is lamenting guns. My gosh, we live in a crazy world. What do you think about this? Leave a comment down below. Hit the like and subscribe button. Make sure to sign up for my newsletter. We'll be back soon.